We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. And we'll get back to your Eagles phone calls. Mix in some Thanksgiving talk as Jack is going to be busy cooking tonight. Right, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Up late.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll be up late, but I don't think it's going to be cooking.
No? You going to be out drinking?
No, nah, we're just having, like, so we were the first of the high school people, friend group, to move back home. So now they're all my high school friends are back, you know, for the holidays.
Oh, and you're hosting.
Yeah.
With your house.
A little Friendsgiving.
Oh, awesome. All right.
That'll be a frat house tonight.
There's girlfriends right now, and they're invited.
Well, I mean, that's them too.
Yeah.
I meant the whole.
Classier.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not all dudes. No.
Yeah, no. Not,
yeah, we're not
shotgun
doing,
and beers.
Yeah, we're not
or
doing that anymore. No.
Right. No. But it'll be like old times for you, Jack.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
That sounds really fun.
Although I signed up for a 5K tomorrow morning at 9 in the morning, so.
What?
Why would you do that?
Well, because
what?
My father-in-law was doing it, and he's like, oh, you want to do it? You've been running.
Okay. So hang on a second. So, kid, like, if I was doing that, which I never would,
right,
I wouldn't be able to go out or drink the night before. I would literally go to sleep and hydrate and everything else.
One like us, most runners do what we do.
Well, one of us perfected this in college.
No, I know. Like, that's why I can't. I just can't imagine drinking tonight and then running tomorrow morning.
Well, he'll be he's going to do it at his leisure, so you know he's not coming in any type of.
I'm not looking to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He's gonna take his time. You know that.
But I'm gonna get it done. This will be my first like ever doing. I would always like rail against these things.
Sure.
Like the 13.2 bumper sticker, I hate. The 26 point whatever, I hate. But now I might be one of those people.
Well, I walked the 5K.
That's good.
Yeah, doing the Eagles Autism
Challenge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Ike's not in the business of running 5Ks.
No, I'm not running anymore. No,
he's retired from that.
I'm not running anymore.
Well, enjoy yourself, Jack. Enjoy yourself tonight and tomorrow. And Ike will be cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I'll be deep frying my turkey.
Deep fried turkey?
Yep.
All right. Good. I will be doing none of any of that.
Well, why not?
None of it. Well, I'm going with my in-laws. I'm not doing the double Thanksgiving.
Are you bringing something?
I bought some vegetables at the store. We're going to do a vegetable, bring like a side of vegetables.
Oh, you're bringing a dish that nobody's going to eat.
That's they asked for it. All right, so my mother-in-law sent my wife a dish that included two types of potatoes and then some seasonal vegetables, and I vetoed it. I said no.
Oh.
Wait, we're having mashed potatoes. I need to have a side with two different kinds of potatoes in the side on top of the mashed potatoes and the stuffing? No. Yeah. So I got cauliflower and green beans. We make roasted cauliflower and green beans with garlic.
Am I the only person who says dressing?
Yes.
So is that the stuffing?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that makes that, like, it's not, like, dressing's a liquid.
No, it's not.
So I hear it called more dressing when it's what's inside the turkey, the stuffing that's inside the turkey, as opposed to the stovetop.
Yes. That's what I think of when I hear stuffing. That will not be served in my house.
I agree with you. Yes. That's stuffing. Dressing is when you do it the real way inside the bird.
Yeah, homemade. You get your celery, you get your onion, you get that all in there.
Jack's a metagon. He doesn't know anything about anything other than him. He's got stovetop and a turkey. It's some potatoes.
It's called stuffing, okay?
it's stuffing out of a box.
Yes.
But no one calls it dressing.
No, yeah, we do.
But why? It's not dressed. You're eating it by itself. Dressing goes on top of stuff.
No.
Salad dressing goes on top
dressing.
Of stuff.
Yes. Yes, that's salad dressing.
Dressing against stuffing. Dressing is stuffed. Stuffing is stuffed. Dressing, on the other hand, is roasted in a separate vessel, according to what I'm reading here.
Vessel of the bird?
No, I don't know. So they say that stuffing is what they call it stuffing because you're stuffing it in the bird.
Yeah, dressing is what you make in your own pan, and it's its own.
It's its own dish.
It's like macaroni. It's like yams or whatever. It's on the side. It's the side.
Right.
Dressing, gravy. I don't know. I thought it was a Midwest thing.
Mac Jones said it yesterday.
Did he say dressing?
Yeah, he said dressing.
Okay.
It is more of
a... Is he from down south, though?
Yeah.
He's
south. Yeah.
Ah, see, yeah, maybe the Midwest, South.
So the Northeast, you hear 9 out of 10, you'll hear stuffing.
Stuffing, yes. Well, but, yeah, I came here, and it was like, I felt like out of place saying dressing. I'm like, everybody else is saying stuffing around here. Is everybody eating stoves top?
What did he say, Pop, when he came here, too?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're supposed to take you seriously as a Philly guy.
Pop, gym shoes instead of sneakers.
Sneakers, yeah.
Yeah, where I'm from, it's called gym
shoes.
Yeah,
we say sneakers.
Yeah. I came here and switched pop to soda. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
I got used to it. I got used to it after a while. When nobody else is responding to what you're saying, you got to fit in.
Yeah. You can't say pop. We hear pop and we're like, oh, you're from
Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, I still say pop. Yeah, I'll say it. Well, I want people to know it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What, are you going to move somewhere else and not bring your roots with you?
You would have to give me a specific.
What, you lived in Hawaii? Did you change any of your?
That's where I realized.
Did you take all your Philly
using the
sayings
word,
out there?
Using the word creek, I called it a crick.
Did you say water?
No, I never said that. But I said, like, my mother says water, but like my dad called it a crick, not a creek. And people from, like, where we are in, like, Montgomery County, Bucks County called it a crick.
A crick?
And I remember saying crick, and I got the look of, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, sorry, a creek.
Yes, a creek. Sprinkles?
Jimmy's.
Not Jimmy's.
Jimmy's,
yes, yeah,
it's Jimmy's.
Exactly, yes,
I will be. Jimmy's make no sense.
But they're called.
I know, but, like, they don't make any sense.
And I'm making sure my kids are calling them Jimmy's and not Sprinkles, and they know it's Jimmy's.
Yeah, we use Sprinkles in our house.
All right.
Not Jimmy's, yes.
And it's not a crown, as my wife calls it. It's a crayon. She calls it a crown.
A crown?
Yeah, I said crown growing up.
Yep. A lot of people do around here.
Crown?
They call it crown, yes.
It's crayon,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Of course it is.
That's like I said Reese's Pieces. I said Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces, yeah.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, but she still says it. She says, like, oh, yeah, get the crowns. And I'm like, our kids are going to call them crayons, not crowns. They need to know the difference between a crown and a crayon.
Your kids are going
to
be Philly guys.
They will not say things like that. They will not.
John? John?
John. We don't do John. I'm not a John. I'm not a John.
No, it's stupid.
I'm not.
It was as dumb as ill. Remember the ill phase?
Yeah, the ill stuff was played out after a while.
That was awful.
Well, John is still being used.
No,
isn't
I know.
It?
Yeah.
So you're anti John?
The Philly John?
It needs to be phased out.
John?
Yeah, it's not. No.
It's not. I don't know if it's really been ever been in my vocabulary. I don't dislike John like you do, apparently.
Yeah. I literally had never heard the term dressing until Mac Jones said it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. And also, I can't stand when people say gravy for tomato sauce.
Now that you know how long it took for me to figure out what people were talking about.
I was confused. Gravy is what you put on turkey.
Yes.
Tomato sauce is what you put on pasta.
Yes.
Yes. For metagons like us.
Yes.
Jack.
It wasn't. I used to hear Angelo talking about this on the morning show. I used to hear him talking about the macaroni and gravy. And I'm like, they put gravy on macaroni out here?
I thought the same thing. That's gross.
So the rule of thumb that I've been taught from my Italian friends is that it becomes...
How are you calling me the metagon? Are you even Italian?
Yes.
Okay, well, how do you have Italian friends?
Huh? Well, I mean, because I'm,
friends,
I mean,
like,
I'm
if
not...
Gonna, if you're calling
Italian
me that...
Italian friends, that's like 100% Italian, not me.
Oh.
It's 12.5%. I just realized that I'm 12.5%.
I don't think you can use the term.
I don't do gravy. I do sauce, but I've been told that it becomes gravy when you're making when there's meat in it. So if you're making a big pot of gravy, it has pork in it, and
sure,
has meatballs, and it has this and has that. That's when it becomes
sauce.
Gravy. Well, yes, to us, but they call it gravy.
Okay,
they call it gravy.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your. Cause I'm going to have gravy tomorrow.
It's certainly called gravy on The Sopranos.
Yes.
Yes, they call it gravy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They call it gravy.
All right. So, Joel Embiid, Ike, according to Shams, there's optimism. He returns Saturday against the T Wolves following a 3-week absence due to COVID. He's been ramping up this week. See, the problem with Embiid is he can't just come from, all right, like I tested negative, I'm on the court like most NBA players.
Right.
He literally needs a week to get back on because he's so damn big.
Yeah.
If he can't play Saturday, they expect him on Monday against Orlando.
Oh, Yeah.
And they need him, man.
I just wonder if this is in part about his knee. So I said it. We don't have to – it's the elephant in the room. I mean, when you're out for COVID this long and everything else, and he had knee issues prior to that.
This is the perfect way to get him off his feet for three weeks.
Yes, and the only reason why I say I worry about it because I worry if it will return.
Of course it will.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if his knee is bothering him and he needed the extra time, I don't blame them for giving him the extra time. I'm just saying – you know, is this something that we're going to need to worry about with his knee moving forward?
Yep.
No, I mean, like, it wasn't surgically repaired as it was, at least given the option to have it repaired surgically or to rest and rehab it.
He didn't want to take the summer off, and right? He didn't want to rehab all summer.
The knee was an issue early in the season. Yeah. So, to your point, I was thinking about this earlier when I was like, well, when's he going to be back? It's like they're probably giving him an early break. And this is a good reason to do it. Get him off his feet for 3 weeks and whatever. So, but here's the thing. Man, they're not good without Joel Embiid on the court. You can't. At least before when he was out and Ben was in there, the team was still more than competitive, right? They could win some games.
Yeah.
What's the record without Embiid since he's been out? I mean, not good.
They are 10-8 the last time I looked. They were 8-2 before he left, 8-3.
Is that right?
So they may be like 2-6 since he the amount of games he's missed. Like 2-6 maybe, 3-5.
Yeah, because they beat Sacramento and
Denver.
And Denver.
Yeah.
And the Denver win was a good win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well, I didn't expect them to win either of those games, and they won.
Right.
So
well, get them back.
Maxey is pretty much carrying the team. Now Tobias is out again.
Yeah, well, listen.
Hey, man.
Tobias is, come on.
Are you out?
Well, we need him.
I know, but he's just such a he's a fine player. I can't get over the contract. But I mean, tonight will be fun because we got them versus Steph out west.
I will stay up for this one.
And Clay's almost back.
Yeah, I will stay up for this one.
15-2.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
Well, the Warriors are back, and it's fun to watch them again. They always play the brand of basketball that if you're just a basketball fan. How can you not just enjoy watching them play basketball, how they move the ball around and everybody gets, you know, efficient shots, and it seems like every player knows their role. And then Steph Curry, most people thought, oh, he had a little Steph Curry run is over with.
Nope.
I'm telling you, he's easily top 15 all time.
Yeah, he solidifies himself as an all-time great.
Yeah, and he's about to win another MVP.
He's an amazing player.
About to win another MVP.
He was amazing last year, and he's amazing this year again. Yep. And Clay coming back is
people
don't forget, but like Clay's a great player.
I think people have forgotten that Clay.
He's a great player.
People think he's just a shooter. No, Clay Thompson is a great player. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the Warriors are the favorite.
I agree with you.
Warriors Nets final will be fun.
Yeah, I'm coming out of the I don't know what's up with the Bucks this year. They don't look like they want to be defending champs, two-time champs.
No,
Giannis is running around discovering Oreos.
Eating Oreos and milk, I saw that. He was dunking. He's going to be 15 pounds overweight in like two, three weeks. The Golden State Warriors are 10.5-point favorites tonight at home.
Yeah, we got nobody going but Tyrese, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to take 30 shots at least. I don't know. That's a tough game. All right. So Howard Eskin last night right here on WIP via phone. He did the whole hour via phone.
He sure did.
Never a doubt.
He sure did. He had the following to say. I thought this was interesting. Go ahead.
I was told by somebody very reliable, he may be tapped out, broke, cash flow broke, because he's losing so much money. But he spent so much money. Look at the things he owns. $17.5 million home. Remember, he's got to pay taxes, too. $17.5 million home. He's got two homes in the Philadelphia area worth probably about $8 or $9 million. He buys a new car every month, $400,000 or $500,000. He just spends money like it's nothing because he thinks it never ends. And the person that told me, it's very reliable that he has got serious cash flow issues. Now, remember, this trip, he doesn't get paid for any games, so that's well over $2 million. And if he didn't have the money to start with, I think his agents probably told him, oh, don't worry, we're going to grieve it and get the money back. That doesn't change the fact right now that he's got some issues.
All right, that's Howard last night talking about Ben Simmons. He made $30.5 million last year. Scheduled to make 33 this year, but again, if he's not getting paid for all these games because they're fining him and he's missing these checks, I mean, you know, listen, he made 11, 13, so he made like $25, $26 million off his rookie contract before the max kicked in. Mm-hmm. With taxes, agent fees, or whatever, it's not. And him buying mansions, bought a $17 million mansion. He's got a mansion in Jersey. He's got the...
Well, he didn't pay full price for those homes.
No, yeah, agreed.
Yeah, he didn't spend $17 million on it.
Right, he might have put down 20% and he's paying the rest. But but still, that's a large monthly mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might have cash flow problems right now. He might. I mean, listen, Howard normally has good information. That would be even more the reason for him to get back on the court. Because the answer is in just playing. You're going to make another $120 million if you just play.
Yeah. I don't see how he – I mean, I'm not in the habit of counting people's pockets. I don't know how much money Ben Simmons has, and I really don't even care. If he's that strapped for cash, then he'll just come back and play.
Pretty simple.
Right?
Yep.
His money is there waiting on him. So if he's that strapped for cash, he'll come back and play. It's not like he's going to be standing on a corner with a cup in his hand or whatever. So if he gets to a point he can't pay his bills, then I'm pretty sure he'll put on a Sixers uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, if he has a cash flow problem, there's an easy way to remedy that.
Exactly.
Play.
He has
play
a guaranteed
a
contract. Yeah, he has a guarantee. Yeah, he has a guaranteed contract. He just come back and play. So then what does it say that he doesn't still play? See, that's how – I don't know if that makes sense to me, because the cash strap issues or what have you doesn't seem to be pushing him back on the court.
Not
so
at all.
So the fines aren't pushing him back on the court. None of this stuff is getting him back on the court and getting paid. So I don't know how bad it is for him, but an indication would be him coming back to the Sixers.
Yep.
I mean, that would be an indication.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like he's any closer now than he's been at any point. Right, I mean,
I haven't heard anything. He's working out at St. Joe's, right? Or he was. I mean,
yeah. There's.
I'm not even hearing he's working. I mean, he's not even working out. The team isn't even here, and he's not working out at the facility. Think about that. The players and the coaches aren't even here.
They're away.
They've been gone for 2 weeks. Is he working out at the training facility? Is he around the other people there? Like, I don't know.
Or is he playing Call of Duty in his penthouse? Or is he back in California? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I know where he's not. He's not with the team.
He's not playing.
Yeah, if he wanted to get paid, he could easily just go rejoin the team.
Yeah, there hasn't been any fresh stories before this one, right?
Yeah, he could go rejoin the team if he's that strapped for cash.
Pretty easy solution to me.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Let's go to Sean. Sean's in the Lehigh Valley. Sean, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you guys. I'm all jacked up. I had to call in and come to your defense here, Johnny Marks.
Oh, thank you.
Forget this coward crap. First off, I believe that the Giants are going to win.
Uh-oh.
But the Eagles have won two games in a row, back-to-back, for the first time all year. And they only did it once last year. So we need to stop pounding our chest and saying, oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Giants, you know, no problem. I completely understand why you would pick the Giants to win this game. Because we're catching the Cowboys. The difference between us and the Cowboys is basically the same distance between the Giants and the Eagles. And this is, I don't know what it is about a team, but we did it ourselves when they fired Chip Kelly the last game of the season. Pat Shurmur was our one game lame duck interim head coach. And there's something about when you fire a coach or a coordinator, the team just seems to get up for that next game, which unfortunately happens to be against us. Even if they suck the rest of the year, there's something about making that change that shakes things up that worries me a little bit. And I know it's not going to be an offensive shootout with the quarterbacks, but it might be an offensive track meet between the quarterbacks. And if that's the case, I'll take Jalen Hurts over Daniel Jones all day long. I'm trying to think how the Giants could possibly win this game, and I can't come up with any, but I'm not going to sit here and pound my chest. The only one I'll pound my chest against if they beat the Giants, will be next week against the Jets, because I don't know how many people know this, but the Jets have never, ever beaten the Eagles once in the NFL.
Yeah, I think we all know that one, Sean. But thank you, though.
Yep. Appreciate it. Yeah, never.
It's two things I know about Eagles history. The last time we drafted a linebacker in the first round, 1979, Jerry Robinson.
Yes.
And the Jets have never beaten the Eagles.
Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever, 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 ever. And they'll play
Which one happens Sundays. First?
Linebacker in the first round.
That's this year, pal.
I agree.
Hold on.
I think that
Hold up.
Yep.
You think the Eagles will draft a linebacker in the first round before the Jets? Well, I don't think the Jets are beating the Eagles next week.
Right.
But they will play again at some point.
Yes.
Well, 4 years from now, right? They'll play again.
Yes.
So if over the next 4 years, we get a linebacker drafted in the first round, or maybe the Jets are just never beating the Eagles again.
Yes. Well, I mean, we have four.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
We have 4 years. Thank you, Jack. We have 4 years to make it right.
Right.
Howie's got four drafts. He's got three first-round draft picks this year. He has
never taken a linebacker in the first round. We just had Lawrence Taylor available to us, man.
Yeah, that's true.
And we decided to go with a wide out.
Wonder if he, like, even if you sneak into the end of the first round, like he trades back into the first round to grab a guy.
I guess it could happen later in the first round. Yeah, it was nowhere it was going to happen that early.
Maybe
in the first
round. Colts pick where you get a guy that's.
Or the Eagles pick. I mean, if the Eagles make the playoffs, they're in the 20s.
Yeah, you would go from having three top five picks to two picks in the 20s. Right. And the Dolphins keep winning these damn games. It's unbelievable. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls next segment, but we're also going to be joined by Baldy. Brian Baldy. Baldinger. What did he think of the Eagles' win over the Saints? What does he think of their rushing attack? All that and a lot more with Brian Baldinger. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, you know I like my Ike juice, right? So register now for WIP's Ultimate Game Day Experience presented by Jameson Irish Whiskey for a chance to win four tickets to an Eagles game, food and beverage credit at Lincoln Financial Field. Or how about this? $400 in Eagles Pro Shop gift cards and a chance to meet myself and the WIP crew. Now rewrite the playbook on game day with Jameson, Ginger, and Lime and pick up the Jameson Eagles Limited Edition gift pack in stores now. WIP's Ultimate Game Day Experience presented by Jameson Irish Whiskey. Go to 94WIP.com/contest and remember, taste responsibly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.